autistic aliens and my amazing allies. I'm Edie and this is Autistic Girl World. Today we'll be talking about labels such as high functioning and low functioning, and a spectrum of autism being, well, a spectrum. Let's get started. The term high functioning autistic was coined in the late 1980s by some smart doctor scientists. It was created to separate it from low functioning autistic. So, what do these mean exactly? Well, high functioning means being able to be quote unquote normal. Excuse the stupid adjective. And low functioning is the opposite of that. But, alas, what these doctors did not realise was that autism is not simply black and white, but instead has splotches of grey, as if somebody accidentally spilled some water on a watercolour painting, the colours bleeding together. Now, before you all shout hypocrite, I will be the first to mention that yes, I do have the words high functioning in my bio, but there is an explanation, or well, multiple, well, two. The first being that most people are familiar with those terms, whether you're neurodivergent or not, and usually new people would come and probably wouldn't prefer to be plunged up to the deep end with confusing identity politics of neurodivergent labels. The second reason is that some autis don't actually mind such labels, and thus I decided to add them anyways, but with quotations, making the word more flexible for interpretation. So why do so many people, myself included, dislike these terms? As I've mentioned before, it is inaccurate and kind of insensitive to separate us into two boxes, not only because there's a lot of space within the spectrum between those two labels, but because autism is different each day. It's like waking up every day and reaching into a lucky dip bag, which can be pretty exciting, but also annoying at the same time. Not to mention that sometimes it shifts during the day. Oh, we've all experienced the panic of realizing that you need your earplugs despite not actually needing them in the morning, and you just have to hope to God that you had the foresight to put them in your bag beforehand. To put it simply, autism is chaotic. That doesn't make it bad, not by a long shot, but just unpredictable. You don't have to stuff yourself in a box. It's damaging and will come back to bite you. Just be who you are.